escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Sunday as we start hour number two of the show. Braves are currently up 4-2 over the Reds, bottom of the eighth. But I feel like I have spent way too much of the show, jokingly, first hour, talking a lot of baseball. And in fact, we have a Falcons football game this week. Now, does it count? That doesn't matter. We get to see live action football at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this Friday as the Falcons take on the Detroit Lions. That'll be a 5 o'clock pregame show here on 92.9 The Game with kickoff at 7 o'clock. I actually just found out this past week I will be in the building because I had a group of friends who were like, hey, you want to go to a Falcons preseason game? Like, twist my arm. All right, I guess. It's preseason football, but I do. I have a couple friends who are Falcons fans and then a couple who are Lions fans. And they're like, yeah, the logo's going to be in the building, so I want to go. It's like, sure, would absolutely love it. And someone who has been covering the team all offseason long, heading into them playing real live tackle football on Friday is Will McFadden. He's the senior editor for AtlantaFalcons.com as well as host of Falcons Final Whistle, and he's on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Will, how you doing on this Sunday, man?
Caleb, how are you doing, buddy?
I am good. Now, look, Will, I was trying to think, like, there's a ton of different ways that we can start our conversation about this team, because I do think there are a lot of positive things to discuss. One area that is always, it makes me laugh because fans get so passionate, frustrated, opinionated when it comes to this aspect of football, because so many fans think it's just incredibly easy. They could do it, when in fact, every single time when someone gets lined up, whether it's Pat McAfee doing it on, you know, on College Game Time or College Game Day or whatever it is, and they go to kick the easiest field goal, 90% of the time they can't do it. And yet in Atlanta, we have a kicking competition of sorts, I would say, going on with Young Wei Koo and Lenny Craig out of Germany. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Will, they could keep both of these guys throughout the season, and Lenny's not going to count against the roster numbers because he's an international player. But as far as who could potentially kick week one, what kind of competition are you seeing ramping up between these two?
Yeah, it's a great place to start, Caleb. And you are right about that international player distinction. And in fact, you know, with the release of the offense tackle, Zaire, yesterday, that leaves Craig as the only international player currently on the 90-man. So if that's how they want to use their distinction, yes, they could keep both kickers. And we really heard, you know, Raheem Morris throughout last year, as he did with Kirk, you know, stand by Ku and say, look, he's the veteran. He has put us through some tough times before. I'm going to stand by him again and trust him to get through what he was dealing with. Ultimately ends the year on injured reserve, has said that, you know, he was pretty healthy very shortly after the season ended. And so that really didn't impact a lot of his preparation for the season. So as long as Younghoe Koo goes out and kind of handles his business in the preseason, and it'll be really interesting, Caleb, to kind of see how they balance that particular position in the preseason, because you're going to want to get Koo his reps. This isn't like another position on the team where, okay, there's an inherent risk of injury. Like, there's always risk of injury with anybody that sets foot on a football field, but you're not expecting Koo to get hit a ton. So that kind of muddies it a little bit for me, but you also want to get Lenny out there to see what he can do. So I think if I was going to put any money on it, which I don't, and I'm not allowed to, but I would bank on the veteran being the guy in week one, unless Lenny blows him away. I mean, they have been going back and forth in practice. Neither has notably stood out in my opinion. So for that reason, I'm going to kind of give the tie to the veteran. And I'm going to say that Koo probably does enter the season as the starting kicker.
Yeah, our mutual friend Joe Patrick, I saw him tweet about this this past week where he was like, it's Younghoe Koo's job to lose. And I feel pretty strongly with that, that it feels like that's, you go with Younghoe Koo if he starts missing kicks again and we have some sort of a problem, which it seems like that was injury related truly last season. Then you make a switch, but otherwise it feels like the Falcons, like you mentioned, go with a veteran there. But you did talk about injuries that impacted Younghoe Koo. He ended the season on injured reserve. The Falcons right now have a couple of rookies dealing with some injuries that I'm curious to get your thoughts on the impact of how it affects their usefulness to start the season, with the fact that Jalen Walker is dealing with something that's kind of nagging him right now. And then we saw this past week, Xavier Watts missing some time. How concerned are you with those two guys and their injuries and their impact to be able to kind of show up week one?
Yeah, going off of what Raheem Morris had to say, I believe it was Thursday when he spoke to the media before practice, he did let on, hey, Jalen Walker, minor hamstring injury, as he kind of called it. And he said, you know, Jalen has been chomping at the bit. I guess it's champing. You know, I'm trying to be better about that specific phrase. So champing at the bit.
Is it really?
To get back out there. Yeah. I guess, you know, it is a horse terminology. So
that's
it's
right.
Easy to mistake that as chomping because horses do chomp, but it's champing. So given that, it leads me to believe that it is more precautionary in nature and not necessarily, you know, something major that's going to set Jalen Walker back. Obviously, hamstrings can be lingering if you don't treat them seriously kind of in the beginning. So I do think it's wise for them to probably play it safer now while they do have the luxury of some free Sundays here before they really do start to matter. And then even though he's a rookie, I do think edge rusher, which is where they're going to start him, that's a little bit more simple to just kind of get out there and go get the quarterback on the other side of the ball, especially in this defense, which is emphasizing the attack. Now, Xavier Watts is a little bit more of a mystery to me just because we haven't gotten a ton of clarity. And after leaving practice early on Thursday, he was not back out there on Friday. So we'll have to kind of wait to hear from Raheem Morris when it comes to Xavier Watts specifically. He is in a crowded room with DeMarco Helms, who is really come on physically this training camp. He's probably in line more for that box roll safety. But then Jordan Fuller, who came in as the veteran this offseason, a free agent acquisition, can play more of that dual hybrid safety that Atlanta does want to deploy, and why they're so excited about Xavier Watts, because he has kind of that all-around game that Jesse Bates has. So the two of them together should work really nicely. But it just remains to be seen how much time is Xavier going to miss. Because if he misses a good amount of time and maybe a preseason game or joint practices, I do think it could set him back a little bit more than Jalen, purely because of how dense I think the menu of things. And this is a simpler defense. Jeff Ulbrich has said that, but still that position in particular, I do think has a little bit more on its plate. So I'm not too concerned about Jalen at all, based on what Raheem has said. Xavier, it kind of, to me, depends on how much time he's going to miss, but I don't think it's anything long-term that we should be worried about, you know, going on into the season.
Talking with Will McFadden, senior editor for AtlantaFalcons.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. Will's also the host of Falcons Final Whistle. He can teach you about the Falcons, and he can also teach you about phrases you've been saying incorrectly, like champing on the bit. Will, the other rookie, or one of the other rookies, but kind of who's getting a lot of attention, probably blown up out of proportion with the whole fight situation that happened, is James Pierce Jr. And, you know, the impact that the Falcons are hoping to get from a pass rush perspective outside of the starting a fight, or outside of the fact that people have said that, hey, he's a grown man who doesn't mind grabbing the aux cord and taking over the music in the locker room. What have you seen from him just on the field that has people rightfully kind of so excited?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the fighting stuff, but it's almost like I feel bad that that's become the number one story, because we would still be talking about James Pierce even if the fights had never happened. Like, that is how well he has played. He has pretty much, you know, they've had six open practices. I would say like four of the six, he has, if not been the 1A story, been like B or C. So he's not a talker. Yeah, I've kind of joked, amongst Joe Patrick being one of them, amongst the media members, that my goal this year is to get him to just give me like two sentences in an answer. He's quiet. He is serious. He is focused, really, I just kind of think, on one thing, and that is being really good at football. He seems thoughtful. You know, he's not quiet in the sense that he is shy or not articulate or not comfortable in his own skin. If anything, he strikes me as very comfortable in his own skin. He just strikes me as, I am who I am, and I'm not going to change for anybody, and I'm here to do a job. And you ask me questions, sure, I'm going to give you the answer, but I'm not really going to give you more than that. And I dig that, to be quite honest with you. Like, he is here to do a job. And when he's been out there on the field, he's done that job very well. I kind of think that the fights happened not because he got heated or anything. If anything, he was like eerily calm, I think, out there in these dust-ups. And there, the second one that happened was pretty much like a double team between he, Caleb, and Chris Lindstrom, which, you know, 9 times out of 10, I think most defensive ends are losing that battle. But he just kind of kept going after the quarterback, which is his job. And then it just kind of became Caleb holding him there and a little bit of a man-on-man, like, stare down. But he has been fast off the ball. He showed a lot more pass rush moves than I expected. So of all the rookies right now, like, James Pierce Jr., I see the clearest vision for on day one, and I think will have the earliest impact of all of the rookies.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What I'm hearing is James Pierce Jr. likes to make other people work. Whether it's the media, he's going to make you do a little mental sparring to get answers, and whether it's the guys on the field, he's going to make you work. So I love hearing things like that. Will, the things that I don't love to hear, and because I'm not seeing it in person, I have a hard time going like, should I overreact to this, or should I like, hey, let's calm down, it's training camp. I really want to reinforce the fact that it is training camp, but I keep hearing things from certain members of the media that there are some accuracy issues with Michael Penix Jr. at training camp when I see numbers getting put side by side of Kirk Cousins and then Penix. And now I've seen the tweet from J.J. Watt, and I talked about it on my show last week of like, hey, let's not make a big deal of training camp numbers because you have no idea the situation. But just from what you're seeing, is the accuracy something that needs to get honed in for Michael Penix Jr.?
I think that was always kind of the part of his game that at least I had circled as, okay, if there is something that is maybe not correctable in one off season, but you can make strides in getting ultimately where you want it to be, that's accuracy. Because accuracy is usually something we kind of don't see the quarterbacks, I think, fully get into what they're going to be until like year three or year four. Even like a Joe Burrow, even somebody like that. If your completion percentage is very high, I'm going to look at a couple of things. I want to see where on the field are you throwing it, because a high completion percentage with a majority of your balls coming between 10 and 20 yards of air distance is a lot different than between the line of scrimmage and 10 yards, mm-hmm. right? So Michael Penix is a big game hunter. He's going to throw the ball down the field. I do think early on that's going to come with a little bit of a lower completion percentage, but if a number of those balls turn into home runs for you, there's some give and take there that I will live with. The other aspect that I look at when it comes to accuracy is, where are you placing the ball? And that is something that Zach Robinson kind of talked a little bit about when he spoke with the media on Friday, which is it may look like a high ball, or it may look like a ball, you know, way outside. But in going back and talking with Michael afterwards, he said, hey, like, what did you see there? And the angle that the quarterback might have, there may be a defensive lineman with a hand up and he's kind of putting it over there. He may see the trailer be in position to cut off more of a rope, and so he's going to try to put some arc under it. Like, there are different things where if you're looking from one vantage point, it could be a totally different ballgame. Now, I say all of that to say there are still some passes that I'm sure Michael would like to have back. There are still some passes. There was he was playing as well as I think I've seen him in training camp on Thursday. And then it ended with an interception to Natron Brooks on a jump ball in the end zone to his favorite target so far in camp, Drake London, and he just left it short. Now, that's something that may not be the best throw in Michael Penix's bag. I have no idea. But if they're trying to work on it, that's where to circle back to kind of what TJ or JJ Watt was saying. I do think these stats can be misleading, which is why I've never been a big, like, I'm charting every yeah. single throw. I want to get a vibe, because they may be practicing something they're not good at, and I don't want to penalize them for that. So he does need to clean up the accuracy a little bit. I do think that's going to take a little bit of time, but if he's able to add a more explosive element to this offense, I'll live with, you know, missing a few throws here and there.
Talking with Will McFadden, senior editor for AtlantaFalcons.com on the WadeFor.com hotline. Last one for you, Will. We saw this week, and fans are going to get all excited at the possibility that a trade could go down, but Micah Parsons officially puts in a trade request with the Dallas Cowboys. It seems to me, at least, and we're going to talk about it coming up next, that this is just a negotiation tactic. However, does, in your opinion, does Terry Fontenot pick up the phone and call Dallas and throw something out there, or is this something you really don't even bother with because it's not that realistic?
You know, they always maintain that they do every bit of their homework, and I am sure that this is something that they are highly aware of.
Sure.
And do have an opinion on where, one way or the other, what that opinion is, I'm not privy to. That's above my personal pay grade. But if it were me personally, and I've been thinking a lot about this as it is part of my job, is like, where are you putting him now? And I know a lot of people yep. are going to say it's Micah Parsons.
Yep.
Like you bring Micah Parsons in and you figure it out. But then honestly, I would have a bigger issue with like this draft than last year's draft if you make this move, because now I'm looking at not just this year's first rounder, but last or next year's first rounder used on a position that you now have just brought in a massively expensive mm-hmm. kind of centerpiece for. So then you've got all the ripple effects after. So I get it. I totally understand that Micah Parsons is Micah Parsons. But if they had made this move in February, I would understand it. After the draft that they'd had, which I fully buy into and I think was a good and refreshing draft from this organization, to make this move now in August and with the financial ties that it will come with, I kind of think it's a move in the opposite direction, even though I understand that as a player, he probably does immediately put a team like two steps forward defensively.
That is Will McFadden. You can look him up on the host of Falcons Final Whisper. You can follow him on social media at Will M. Will McFadden. Wow. M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N. As I try to spell and talk at the same time. But that's Will McFadden. Look him up on social media. On AtlantaFalcons.com and host of Falcons Final Whistle. Will, appreciate you so much for coming on and giving me some of your time on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, of course, Caleb. It was a blast talking with you, and I'm happy to do it anytime. Maybe I'll see you at the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will be in the building on Friday as the Falcons take on the Detroit Lions or whatever parts of the Lions and the Falcons that end up. The uniforms will be out there, and that is what matters. But appreciate it, Will.
Of course, anytime, Caleb.
All right, on the other side of the break, 4 minutes away from talking about the biggest reason that Micah Parsons coming to Atlanta doesn't make sense. I feel like it's so obvious, guys. It's coming up next. Caleb Johnson here with you, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.